Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Ooh, it's time to play Beat the Bank.
Yep.
We'll play twice a day. We'll play now. We'll play an hour from now. This is your shot at winning up to $1,000, Kid Nation. To play, all you got to do is get in. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's take caller number 11 to play.
Let's do it.
This hour. See how it goes. Put you inside the vault, and then it's your job to say stop. Anybody watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
I did not.
This is the first season I have not watched.
Stop asking me that. It's always going to be no.
Yeah.
You do know that there was a championship basketball game that featured a buzzer beater last night.
You do know DirecTV has double play?
All right.
That means you could pause commercials, not have to watch them one bit, Big Al Mac.
All right.
And skip all the nonsense.
Okay. Well,
that's what I like to do. And you know what? Keeps the wife happy. A little basketball, a little dancing.
I was dancing under the stars.
Yeah, you were at Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm eating a banana. I'm sorry. I'm real hungry.
Yeah. Jodi Sweetin is on Dancing with the Stars this year, and she's Stephanie Tanner from Full House, or Fuller House now.
Fuller, yeah.
And we got to hear about her struggles.
Oh, is this the week where they do a song that represents something really meaningful in your life?
Yeah, the most meaningful year.
Year, something like that, yeah.
Most meaningful
I
year.
I do it every, yeah.
And then they pick a song, and it's not really from that year, but it just... So it tells you about their most meaningful year, and then they dance to one of their favorite songs. And she talks about the struggles with substance abuse that she had after the show ended.
Drugs and alcohol just sort of numbed everything. I was doing cocaine and ecstasy and, you know, alcohol and all of that. The darkest moments for me weren't necessarily like winding up in the hospital or anything like that. It was those quiet moments alone when I just... hated the person that I'd become. I remember my mom saying that when I was little, I had this light that shined really big, and that she'd watched my light become very dark. And I just remember my mom saying to me, like, your light shines again.
She really, really, really struggled after Full House ended. Right. And I think she shed some light to why that happens to a lot of kid stars. Because this is not just her problem. This is, I mean, you look at Macaulay Culkin, you look at Lindsay Lohan. She said that it was when her show ended and all that stopped. It wasn't just that she lost her job and that she didn't have anything else in the limelight. It was that she basically lost that entire family.
Yeah.
Because they all move on and they go keep working or they go move back home or whatever they do. And then you don't see those people that you see every day. You don't see Uncle Jesse and Danny Tanner and DJ.
Yeah.
So she said she felt like she had a great loss with not just one person but a bunch of people. And it sent her in a downward spiral. This will be a spoiler alert here.
Okay.
If you recorded Dancing with the Stars. So after that clip we just heard from Jodi Sweetin, and she danced extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up in the bottom three.
Oh, man.
And then she was saved. The bottom two were Doug Flutie and Misha Barton. And boy, Misha Barton. Bless her. She's trying. And here's who was kicked off.
On this third week of competition... the couple leaving right now is... Misha and Artem.
Yeah.
Let me have you guys walk over here.
Aaron.
Tom said it. The judges said it. You look like you had a good time tonight.
I did.
Are you glad you came here to be with us?
Yeah, I really, really am, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody so relieved to be going home.
Oh man, it was me. Like, please, just let me go.
That's got to be the most stressful show to do on TV right now.
Well, especially if you're not a good dancer.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'd be awful and stressful, humiliating.
Because you know you're going.
Of the show, though, when it first started, nobody had any dance experience. Now you've got like Jodi Sweetin, who we saw on Full House growing up, popping, locking, and that's their thing. She had dance experience. It's not fair. fair.
It's not fair to the people
you
that have never
really
done it.
You should really put people who, but you know, people need to be entertained, and they don't want to watch bad. They want to watch good. So you have to watch people great out of the gate, or they're gone.
Well, some people are just going to be better than others. I mean, like Alfonso Rivera. Great
dancer. Again,
dance experience.
Right. I'm just saying. Some
he danced with Michael Jackson. I mean, so it's not fair.
Mario Lopez, dancing experience.
Yeah, I like when the athletes, though, because they do have some dance experience. They're more coordinated, but I like seeing athletes.
And you expect to see some people be good, and they're just not.
Right.
You know. So
yeah, I thought Misha Barton would be good.
Whatever happened to the diving show?
One and done.
That was a flop.
I think it does really well over in England.
What about the ice skating? Oh, really? Do you remember Skating with the Stars?
I think that's too dangerous.
Get, like, cut up.
These shows do so great in England and overseas, you know, and so they bring them here, and we're like, this is stupid. When they first started doing Dancing with the Stars over here, I thought it was stupid.
If I wanted to see,
and here it is.
If I wanted to see bad ice skating, I'd go to the ice rink every Friday night.
Yeah, right.
You know, you see plenty of that.
How about
on.
Something that they're good at? How about Drinking with the Stars? Just a show about just
speeding.
They have Drunk History on Comedy Central. You could watch that, Big Al.
Right, right.
But Dancing with the Stars, they have this man. I forgot his name, but he's a model and he's deaf. And
he is.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
He is such a good
Does
dancer.
He feel the beat? Is that how he dances? Or
I think
maybe
so.
Something with the lights.
Because they had to choose their song to dance to, and his dance partner, she was like, "How's he supposed to choose a song when he's never really gotten to hear music?" So, wow. But he did so well.
Huh.
Does he talk?
His name's Niall DeMarco. If you get a chance, go watch him dance because he is deaf and he is one of the best dancers I've ever seen.
But he does speak. He's verbal.
He does sign language.
He's sign. Yeah. He's sign.
And they have an
hot
interpreter.
Hot guy that doesn't talk.
Incredibly good looking. Yeah. And he can dance so well. I just said a guy's incredibly good looking. I'm
well,
secure enough
to
say
he was
that.
Blossoming.
He's not. He's blossoming, Kelly. I'll say that. He really is blossoming before our eyes with his dancing.
This year, Backstreet Boys, when she's 40.
Right.
Beat the bang.
Right, I can't wait to turn 40. You know, normally women don't look forward to a big milestone birthday like that, but I am
super
excited.
I'm not looking
excited.
Forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When Kelly turns 40,
if you can handle it as gracefully as I will,
boy.
You'll be okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a party.
I'm glad you're in a good place, Kelly.
I am
40.
In such a good place.
Yeah.
40's not that scary.
It's not.
No, it's not a bad place.
Oh,
yeah, everything's going well for you right now. You got a good job.
I got one more, you know, I'm talking like it's already happening.
Yeah.
I got another year.
What are you going to miss most about the 30s, yeah. Kelly?
Oh, gosh, you know. Nothing. The 30s sucked.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. 30s were fine. But 40s, man.
Oh, that's what
I've heard from other people who've already been there, done that.
Yeah.
Like, that's when
Is
you
that
really come into yourself as a woman.
Crank it up. Turn
yeah.
it up a notch.
I'm excited.
That's when everything comes together. I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Okay.
I mean, I don't,
got
but you know, you don't
girl,
know until you live
your,
it.
You got your home. You got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, you got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Alan!
Thanks, Alan. Let's meet our contestant for this hour.
All right.
Kid Nation, don't worry if you didn't get in this hour. We'll play again in about 50 minutes. But right now, let's meet Reagan. Hey, Reagan.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
What are you doing? On your way to work or are you chilling at home?
No, I'm on my way to work.
What are we doing this morning? What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
just going to teach some kindergartners.
Aw.
Yay, that's fun. What a sweet age.
Have you...
yeah.
Is that the only grade you've taught, or have you taught older kids and you're like, nah, forget those kids?
Well, I taught second grade, and it was all right, but it's not as entertaining.
Yeah. I think kindergarten would be, that's what I would want to do.
Yeah, they'd be adorable. Oh, yeah. They'd wear me out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never
just
boring.
Just nap time.
Yeah.
Hey, go to bed.
What's in the lesson plan today, Reagan?
We're going to learn about penguins and... You know what? I don't even know what else.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out when I get there.
They're kindergartners. It doesn't
matter. Maybe learn a couple colors and a couple numbers.
Lesson plan.
I love penguins.
Yeah.
Kindergartners.
Yeah. Trace your name a couple times. Yeah. Go home.
Yeah. Put the
Take
stars on the wall for the
Put
chores.
Your head down.
Gosh, what a dream.
Yeah.
My students would be so well rested.
Yeah.
Every hour. Nap time.
Nap.
What'd you do today? Oh, we slept.
Nap.
And
wild at home.
Played outside. That's basically what my son says every time he goes
to
school. Awesome. All right, Reagan. Well, we want you to win some money here with Beat the Bank. Here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Our friend, the banker, is going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. And all you got to do is when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn, Reagan, it's just yell stop for us loud so we can hear you. And that's how much money you will walk away with. It can get up to $1,000. You still need to yell stop if you hear that, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Woo! All right. That was a lot of info right there.
I know. And I don't know if anybody wants to ask Al anymore how he's feeling, because he's been very rough the last couple days.
Whatever. It's up to you.
Well, how are you feeling, Al?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm feeling slightly above average. So if average is
shout out
halfway, I'm feeling slightly above average.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
All right. Okay,
oh, see,
good.
Megan's feeling that way, too.
Good.
All right. Well, feel it out as it's going on. Let's get ready. Let's get inside the vault and play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $220. $330. $420. $460. $490. $520. $560.
Stop.
All right.
Stop.
Okay.
Energetic stop from Reagan.
We'll take that. What was that, $560?
$560 for you, Reagan. Congratulations.
Great job,
Yay.
Girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you got? What are you going to use that money for?
Well, I'm going to go see Justin Bieber this weekend. So
yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, see you there.
That'll buy one ticket.
And a t-shirt, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, good for you,
hey,
girl.
And you never know, Reagan. He might be looking out into that audience, lock eyes with you, and go, hey, I want to take that girl on a date.
Any kindergarten teachers out there?
Yeah. And then you're going to say,
I'll be okay with that.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, no, Justin, school tomorrow. I can't go.
School night.
It's a school night.
Well, Al wrote down what he thought the dollar amount was going to go to.
$740.
That's what he thinks. That's his feeling. What did you feel, Jason?
I had it down at $820.
$820. Oh, wow. Okay, so let's see how high it would have gone,
just
for fun.
You got your $560.
$580. $720. $840.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
I'll watch it go to 1,000 today.
No, no way.
Watch.
1,000.
That's bull crap.
Hey, you know what, Reagan? You still got money. More than you have to begin
with.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, you did. Go buy your class a big box of donuts, because that's what little kids love, sugar.
Oh, my God.
Sugar, take a big
and
old box.
She has to deal with them all day, Al. That's a terrible idea.
Send them home with the donuts. Yeah.
Give them pixie sticks.
Oh,
kids love that.
Nice job, Reagan.
Reagan, have a wonderful day at school today, okay?
Thank you. All right. Have a good day.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you set up. Don't worry if you didn't get in this hour again. We're less than an hour away from playing Beat the Bank. For the second time.
I feel like the Dallas Cowboys or something. I'm not having a good season. I'm just saying.
I'm not having a good season. You'll get it back.
There you go.
Maybe you broke your collarbone.
Maybe after Friday.
Yeah, you're
maybe
you just distracted right
now. A lot of pressure.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe
too
that's
much
what it
interfering
is.
With your mojo.
Yeah, that might be right.
It's Kelly's birthday.
Off the field distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe this will make you feel better, Al.
All right.
Because we're going to get into, does that make me crazy?
I need some cray-cray today.
You need some cray-cray?
I need some cray-cray to make me feel better.
What kind of crazy are we looking for in this bit, Big Al?
We're looking for things that you do from time to time, and you're thinking, huh, does anybody else do that? Does that make me crazy? We will tell you. We will diagnose you.
Yeah.
All right? Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. It's stuff you do that's normal to you, but you realize, hey, if somebody was watching me do this right now, they would think I am certifiable.
Like we had a lady last week call in and say that she closes her eyes when she's running a red light because she doesn't think she'll get in trouble because they won't see her. That makes her crazy.
That's crazy.
And dangerous.
And very, very dangerous.
Yeah. We'll take your calls for Does That Make Me Crazy next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This time tomorrow morning, we will have love letters to Kelly. So if you have any problems right now in your love life or any relationship whatsoever, go to kidnation.com and write us a love letter to Kelly, and we'll read it on air. We'll solve it. And sometimes we check back up with you.
Yeah.
We did with Amy at church.
Love letters, follow up.
Yeah. Sometimes we do that. And we're just about an hour away from talking to star of Fear of the Walking Dead, Cliff Curtis. He'll call us in about an hour and 20.
Got it.
People love that show.
Oh, yeah.
Passionate.
Yeah. You can sign up for a trip to the set, by the way, at kidnation.com if you want.
Yeah, that's a big prize for the passionate one.
Maybe you'll see Cliff in person. And now it's time for Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right. Hope we got the cray calls lined up.
The segment of the show where you call in hopes that we will, in fact, say you are crazy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a good one. Speaking of, we were just talking about this guy coming up from Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
This is from an anonymous person.
Oh, I love anonymous.
Who texted in Does That Make Me Crazy? Whenever I'm stuck in traffic. Okay, let me start over. Whenever I'm stuck in crazy traffic,
yeah.
I always think about the opening of The Walking Dead. And then I panic because I never watched the show, so I don't know how to fend off zombies. Does that make me crazy? That's the best place for them to attack when you're stuck on a freeway or something and you don't know where to go.
Yeah,
true.
That's when the zombies come.
Okay. People really think there might be a zombie apocalypse. Mostly thanks because of these shows. And you never know. It might happen.
I think we'll be all right.
You think so, Al?
I think we'll be fine.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can call or text us because we fancy like that.
Every ex-boyfriend, this is not coming from me.
Okay.
This is texted in. Every ex-boyfriend I've ever had ends up getting married or more into a super serious relationship after dating me. I feel like the real life good luck Chuck. Does that make me crazy?
No, you need to call in for love letters to Kelly.
Yeah.
Wrong bit.
Suck so right.
Wrong bit. Wrong bit. Wrong
practice. To feel like you're practice.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, sometimes you need
I
practice.
I hate that.
You talk about practice?
Yeah, I don't want to be your practice.
Practice.
To make you better for someone else.
Ain't nobody talking about practice. While I use the restroom, I compare the sound of my pee to the other person's in the neighboring stall. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I do that too.
I mean, it's
you do?
Just
because I feel like if mine's not like theirs, then I'm not healthy enough like they are.
I don't think that. I just think, oh, that's an interesting sound.
Yeah. Health? That's I don't think it has anything to do with health. Like. I would think like it has to do with like the stream and like the size of the...
I turn it into a competition.
And sometimes I think, I wonder what Oprah's pee sounds like.
Yeah.
That,
no,
that's
you just
crazy.
Think, your mind wanders. Do celebrities go to the bathroom just like we do?
Yep.
I think they do.
No. Celebrities only go twice a year.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of celebrities, I keep catching myself just sitting at my house. Like if I'm watching TV, I will literally go like, man, like I wonder what Justin Bieber's doing right now.
I do that all the time.
At this very second.
But I don't
like, what's he saying?
I don't think that makes you crazy.
Yeah.
You wonder what they're doing in the
what
moment.
They do?
It's
what's
weird that you think of Bieber before
like,
anyone else.
That's the one that I thought. But like yesterday, I kept thinking like, what's Henry Cavill doing?
Well, see, I don't ever think that.
Do you ever think about what any hot chicks are doing?
No.
Yeah, right.
He's got one in the kitchen.
Yeah,
cooking
I got my wife's at home.
Barefoot.
I know what she's doing. Standing right in front of me, that hot girl. Kenzie.
Wonder what Jennifer Lopez is doing, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Never mind. I know what she's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, this
she's
time
sleeping.
Of day.
Yeah.
Well, if
hopefully.
She's in New York, she might not be sleeping.
No, the American Idol finale.
Oh,
the party starts
LA.
Tonight.
She's in LA.
She's
oh,
in
you
LA.
Know what she's doing.
She's sleeping.
Casper's got
don't
an arm
you
around
even.
Her.
I bet they're spooning.
Oh, big
Kelly.
Time spooning.
I bet they're spooning.
Uh-huh.
Kelly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh.
Maybe she's working out.
Before we go to the phones, when I listen to you guys in the morning, I talk along as if I'm also on the show. We actually make a pretty good team. I'll even rate my performances.
Oh, I love that.
Does that make me crazy?
I love that.
Yes.
I don't think that's crazy. I think that's fun.
But please do not talk over Kelly.
No.
Ever.
No. Nor
I'm letting them talk. I'm letting them talk.
Her,
let him talk.
Don't look her in the eye.
Yeah.
Letting them talk.
Okay.
Good response. I like that response.
And get me my coffee.
Give me my coffee.
Dang it.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Caitlin, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Well, last summer I went on vacation to the beach and I packed some tourniquets in my beach bag just in case anybody got bitten by a shark. You think that makes me crazy?
Oh my gosh. Do you know how to use the tourniquet?
Wow.
Yes, I do. My husband showed me and I watched YouTube videos to like refresh before we went.
I guess it just makes you uber prepared.
I mean,
I could see a first aid kit, you know, maybe a Band-Aid, a couple of gauze, bandages, some tape, you know, some alcohol.
Uh-huh.
But tourniquets.
I mean,
wow. For a shark attack.
For a shark, yeah. Specifically for...
But you're crazy, but I'd want you at the beach I'm at. For sure.
That's great.
I love the word tourniquet.
Yeah.
That's a great word.
That is a good word. Tourniquet.
Tourniquet.
Thank you, Caitlin. Yeah.
Somebody's going to name their kid Tourniquet.
I got a good
That would have been a better name
Then
for King Combs. Tourniquet Combs, right?
Tourniquet
Combs. Got to come up with a better rap name. Sean
Tourniquet.
Diddy Long, Combs, yeah, gave his son, Christian Combs, a record deal, and his rapper name is King Combs, and it's horrible.
Tourniquet Combs.
Tourniquet. King Combs doesn't bother me.
Tourniquet. He should have been Tourniquet.
Tourniquet. King Combs.
I don't like
it. I'm digging it. The more I say
it.
I still think it's a comb line, but.
Yeah.
But whatever. I like how it sounds.
Comb boy. Comb.
Bree, you have strange feelings about a certain shape, huh?
Yes, I do.
What's going on?
I have sort of a, I don't know if you call it a fear or phobia, but tight circles or bubbles on things make me nauseous. For example, on pancakes, when I cook them and they bubble up, I get that feeling in my throat. The other day, I was driving behind a truck that had PVC pipes all tight together, and the circles all together made me kind of have that nauseous feeling.
Wow.
And it reminds me of blisters, spider eyes, just gross things is what it reminds me of when I see that. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. You don't like circles at all.
What about holes?
No.
I can't call you crazy.
If they're tight together, it's, you know, one hole's not a big deal, but if there's a bunch of them together, that makes me nauseous.
It's called, it's a condition, it's called trypophobia, the sight of soap bubbles, chocolate, certain chocolates or other objects with clusters of holes can cause migraines, panic attacks, hot sweats.
Trypophobia?
Comforting.
Trypophobia. So, yeah, they say that the fear may stem from a visual resemblance to poisonous animals.
You're just tripping.
That's comforting to know there's a name for it because other people have it.
T-R-Y-P-O, trypophobia.
Look at Jenna coming through.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. Google fingers, what else you got?
Thank you, Bree. Sorry we let you know about your trypophobia.
Sometimes we diagnose.
Yeah, sometimes we do.
That's prescribe
helpful.
Medicine, unfortunately.
Legitimate illness.
Okay, this one is wasteful.
Wasteful?
Melody, what you do is wasteful. What's going on?
Oh, it's not wasteful. It's just finger chips. So whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant and I dip my chips in the salsa with my hand, I have to then take the chips that I touch my hand with and put it in a little pile, and I don't eat them.
Wait a minute.
So you bite most of the chip except for your fingers touching, and then that's trash.
Yeah, but it's a tiny, tiny little piece. It's just right at the end.
Nibs.
Because your fingers are dirty.
Why don't you just wash your hands?
They could be dirty, but if you wash your hands, you probably still touch things or people may
That's
cough.
True.
And
I that is true.
Okay, that is called germophobia.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I'll just go ahead and shove that whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Finger chips are perfectly normal, and lots of people must do it.
Lots of people must do it.
Do you want to be crazy or not?
Melody's starting a movement.
Yeah. Finger chips.
Yeah.
You're putting too much weight on the chip.
Don't put too much weight on the chip,
that
Melody.
That was for kid.
Yeah, we don't want those things breaking off in the salsa. Then you're going to have to send the recon chip. And it just turns into a whole mess.
Put too much weight. That's so funny.
Yeah. We have a Does That Make Me Crazy Kids edition. Elizabeth, how old are you?
I am 13.
Okay.
All right, what do you
you're
do?
in the nest, the trust tree. You can tell us what's wrong.
What you
just
got?
Us.
Well, for some reason, when I am sick and, you know, you get that sore feeling in your body, for some reason, when I'm moving around, I like that sore feeling. Like, it feels good to me.
Oh, it's the worst.
You like that feeling?
Yes.
Wow.
Like where you feel like you have a layer over your own skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Do you get sick a lot?
That's crazy.
Do you, like, find yourself getting sick on purpose, Elizabeth? Like, you see the sick kid at school, you go by them?
I guess I can miss school.
Well, you know, that's that's a win.
I mean, you get the feeling
you
like.
You need to go to school.
And you
miss
school.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy, girl.
I can't condone that.
Yeah. Okay, this one's weird.
I heard that.
I like weird ones. We'll go with Jessica. Jessica, you have something with pumpkin seeds going on?
Pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, I like the smell of skunk, so I like to eat pumpkin seeds because they smell, or they taste like the smell of skunk.
Really? Do they? I've never noticed that.
Me either.
Jessica.
How old are you, Jessica?
That's crazy, first of all.
I'm 31.
Okay. Did you hear about the jelly beans they got?
Yeah, bamboozled.
I do.
The skunk tastes like skunk.
Yeah, my daughter makes me try that, but that That's a little too much skunk in my mouth going on, so.
Yeah.
Too much skunk, okay.
Oh, skunk has its limits.
Yeah, you like slice.
That's
skunk.
The jelly bean I got. It was so gross.
The worst.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now I'm not going to be able to eat pumpkin seeds. Because well, Jessica said they taste
like salad. You know, I haven't noticed that.
Yeah. You know what pumpkin seeds are good for, right?
What?
No.
Virility? What? You can say virility.
Yeah.
If you say an appropriate term, I think it's fine. Yeah.
Virility is way more mature.
Yeah.
Then
then the word Al was probably going to use. Okay, I haven't never heard you. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica.
All clear.
You know.
We all got it.
You know.
Big Al, yeah. Scientific terms.
Keep going.
You know.
Is that why you have so many kids?
Yeah. Angie, you and I have this in common. What do you do before bed?
Before I go to bed, I really like to relax so that way I can sleep a little bit better. So I like to pull up my YouTube and I like to watch Dr. Pimple Popper before I go to bed. I like to watch her pop zits and and everything. Does that make you crazy? Gross.
Yes, Angie, because I did that one night last week, and I was just so, you know, grossed out and stressed out and, like, thought I needed to go look at my own face in the mirror. I can't do it. I don't know how that's relaxing for you.
I like to pop. I even have the tools to do it.
You got the tools.
What kind of tools?
So you pop yourself.
The little metal thing? You have the metal
thing? Yeah, the little metal thing.
No.
How do you get one of those?
You buy them at Sally's Beauty Supply.
Really?
You sell them everywhere.
Don't.
And so if I see a pimple on one of my kids or my husband, I have to pop it.
Yeah.
What about a total stranger?
Well, no, not a total stranger.
That
it makes
would be
me
crazy.
Want to, but I don't do it.
Right.
But now, like, if my friends at work have one, I like to go over and ask him if I can pop.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
No popping.
Maybe we should send part-time Justin out on the streets with one of those tools.
Yes.
I would not do that
to
him.
Put some safety glasses on him just in case. You don't want to get some of that in your eye.
Public service. I keep wanting to get a hold of Dr. Pimple Popper because of the thing on my leg.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's more than one.
I mean, any
dermatologist could do that for
you. Come in and do
you want to find a hot dermatologist locally?
I'll take anybody, but Dr. Pimple Popper is famous for doing those things. Like, she knows how to do it. All right, we'll take one more call here.
All right, come on.
Let's go with Toby. Toby, how's it going?
Good.
All right, man, you're going to be our last call for Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so when me and my wife start to get ready to fall asleep, if her face is too close to mine, I have to turn it away because I'm afraid that I'm going to steal the oxygen in the air by her mouth. Does that make me crazy?
Aww. You're so sweet. You want her to live. You want her to live and breathe. I think that's sweet.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's what you tell her, but she got stank breath for real, right?
Cause of death, Toby stole her oxygen.
Stole her breath.
Yeah, you take my breath away. Oh.
That's romantic, crazy,
Very
Toby.
Very sweet.
That makes you a sweet dude, man. Thank you
know, there's an old wives' tale about you don't have a cat when you have a baby because a cat can steal the baby's breath. So maybe that's where that's kind of leaked into his subconscious or something.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
That's a good one for Toby. You see, Miley Cyrus got attacked by the cat?
No.
I did. She got a big old scratch on her head. She's lucky it didn't go for her eyeball.
Mm.
Like, it was really close.
Like, serious.
Really?
Yeah. Like
cat scratches are the worst.
She got worked, and they sting so bad for days. Mm. But you get cool scars out of them if you do it right. Coming up next, we're going to celebrate Tinder Tuesday. Kelly's going to tell you what you need to have on your dating profile, ladies.
Yeah, from a man who recently married a woman he met on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
He said the things he looked for in a profile before he swiped right.
Okay. And ladies, if you have been wondering if your man has been on Tinder,
ooh,
Elena will let you know how you could figure out if he's on Tinder or not. We'll do Tinder Tuesday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want to play Beat the Bank and win up to $1,000.
Yes.
We're about 8 minutes away.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit longer because we won't be talking here. Reagan won herself $560 an hour ago. Could have been $1,000. It finally went up to $1,000 after a couple tries of not. But she bailed out early. We'll see how much money you can win. And if you're texting the show asking if this is the right number, yes. Yes, that is the right number. We'll give you. It's the right number. All right, let's get into Tinder Tuesday.
Tinder love.
Tinder love.
Love so tender.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Cause you're my
tenderone. Making her way into the studio from the phone screening room, walking down the hall to sit right next to Jenna, is Elena Davies.
Hello.
Now, Elena.
Welcome, welcome, Elena.
The knowledge you have that you're going to throw out there and sprinkle all over the world.
It's great.
It's great knowledge to give to people, but it could get some people in trouble.
Yeah, it's potentially
harmful.
Relationship ending.
It is. It is indeed.
Are you cool with that?
I'm great with it.
Okay.
I don't feel bad about it at all.
All right. You're
you gotta make
out.
Your own decisions. So you can talk to the Lord about that.
That's right. All right, so you say there's a way to find out if your significant other is on Tinder.
I think this is so great.
Besides people telling you.
Exactly. And right. That's always the risk. I mean, actually, for example, one of my really good guy friends is I've gotten a screenshot of him, his profile on Tinder and Bumble. A couple of times.
Yeah.
Just friends that are out there swiping around and they're like, hey, by the way, this guy's on here and he has a girlfriend. He's not on there. He just doesn't get that. You have to delete your account.
Right.
He deleted the app and he's like, all right, I'm not on there anymore. So I've already busted him a couple times.
But it tells you if you've been active. That's how you can catch
people. This is the fun part.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
So there's something called Swipe Buster. It actually used to be called Tinder Buster. So if you've used it or heard about it, it's now called Swipe Buster, and you can sign up. It's $5 and you can basically search and see if your significant other or whoever you want to know, technically,
whoa,
if they're out there swiping around. You just put their name, their age, the location they'd be swiping in, and it'll kind of filter in the people that meet that criteria and see if.
So it just shows you if they're on. It doesn't show you who they've been swiping on.
No, exactly.
That,
you don't get to see
level.
Who they're matching with or anything, but it'll, you know, if they've been active on Tinder,
it'll pull it up.
It just shows you if they've been active, not who, because I was going to say that sounds really illegal, but if it's just showing you they're active, I guess that's
right.
I guess it'll show you their profile. I haven't wasted the $5 on that to find out. Sorry, guys. But
be prepared to know what you're going to do, though, because if you approach your boyfriend and he hasn't been using it, but he shows up, it's like, what are you going to do?
Well,
are you going to break up with him? Is this something you're going to break up with him over?
Or just talk
because
down.
You're going to look really crazy.
Exactly. I actually saw like a meme on Instagram or something the other day with a kid who has like a super guilty face. And it was along the lines of basically, what do you do when you creeped on your significant other's phone or something like that and find out something good, you can't say anything because that just makes you guilty of creeping on them.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, you can't,
kind of
unless you're willing to
passing some boundaries there.
Isn't this about the equivalent of sitting outside his house waiting on him to leave and following him to see where he's going?
It's
pretty close.
Yeah.
But it's less time and more money.
$5, you basically get a private eye to let you know.
Oh, not $5, but I'm just saying. So you have to check yourself, too.
That's the thing. If you want to go that far because you're that doubting,
right?
Why are you together?
Why are you with the person?
I agree.
That's my take on it, too. If you have that much doubt in your relationship and don't trust your significant other, maybe that should be the check for yourself.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't be dating that person.
And what was that thing called again?
Swipe Buster. If
swipe
you go
buster.
Out and bust some swipers, please tell us. Maybe we'll have some drama next week on Tinder Tuesday.
If you've used that app and you busted somebody, call us. It'd be fun to hear from you.
Yeah.
I sat out in the parking lot.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead, Al.
I sat out in the parking lot.
Hold on. Wait, what? Go.
Yeah.
Waiting on a girl one time. This is a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm in her parking lot waiting to see if she comes home with somebody. And I was there for about an hour, I guess. An hour and a half, maybe.
At what point do you be like?
And then I'm like, I am wasting my life sitting in a parking lot hoping that she doesn't come home with somebody. But if she, why am I doing this? Why am I, if I don't trust her, then what's that say about our relationship and what's it about me? Because I'm sitting here in my parking lot. I could be out. So I don't know. I just,
And
I could be out hitting on women
And doesn't part of you want her to come home with somebody so you could be like, I was right?
But even if she didn't come home with someone, the doubt's still there.
He just
went to his place tonight. You know, right. The doubt's always
there. I'm telling you, when you find, if you're suspicious, you find something. An email was left open once, and I was suspicious and looked through it, and I found something I didn't want to see. And then what do you do with that information?
Right.
Exactly. Because then I don't even want to be with the person. It hurt my feelings so much. Yeah. So you dump them, or you get in a huge fight about it. And then
because
you're like,
snooping.
Yeah, because I was snooping, you know? So it's just like, I just don't even want to mess with it anymore.
Right. If you are looking for something, you will always find something.
If
I did this super creepy, went through my ex-boyfriend's Facebook, which I had the password. He knew about it. I went back to like 2004 and I'm like, who's Allie? Who's that?
We weren't dating then. And men are so bad. You don't have to snoop.
Yeah.
If a man is cheating on you, you might not catch it at first. Mm-hmm. But they are so bad, it'll just land in your lap.
We don't have to snoop.
We
think we're players. We might play. We're not good at it.
We're not good at hiding it.
In order to catch a man creeping, first, you got to get yourself a man. And here's Kelly to let you know what you need to have in your profile.
So we were at a wedding shower. Post-wedding shower. It was after the event. And my dad just asked the couple, why don't you tell everybody how you met? And I was like, oh, that's rude, because I knew they met online. And some people are really hesitant to share they met online. For some reason, they're still embarrassed. I don't know why, because everybody's doing
it. It's cool. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. The stigma is gone.
Do your thing.
But he was absolutely fine with it. He talked about it. He said, yeah, we met. He tried another website, another site, but he ended up finally trying Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. And he said what he looked for is you have to have more than three pictures. Mm-hmm. You need to give them a wide range of shots.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And it
recent.
Has, yeah, he said if it's only, he said she only had three pictures, so I'm automatically thinking, what's she trying to hide?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, he said, you need to have a full body shot. That's very important. Because if it's all neck and up or boobs and up, because a lot of women love to show that asset, what's going on down below? Because men are visual creatures. And he said a lot of times they'll put pictures up that were them 30, 40, 50 pounds ago. And then that woman shows up. She set herself up for failure.
Yeah.
You got to be honest with this is me now.
Yeah.
And if you show up looking like, you know, if you show up looking like that girl in the photograph, you're going to have a great time. But if you show up 50 pounds heavier than you were,
that might not be. Yeah.
And he said even girls who they will struggle and strain, and they'll take the best selfie they can.
Shout out.
But it doesn't look like them when they show up. You got to put on there what you look like when you show up, or you have set yourself up for failure.
Right.
You're going to be sitting there thinking, do I really have to pay for dinner? How fast before I can get out of there? He says also don't include the group shots.
Right.
Because
then
we get group
shots. He said, I don't care how cute you think you are.
Especially if your friends are hotter than you.
That sets
you up for failure.
Right.
I honestly feel bad about meeting guys, too. I think my profile is very true to who I am. But on the internet, I am my best version of myself. I got 9 filters on that. And
you can't do that on dating. You can't do that on dating.
And so I get nervous. I'm like, they're going to think I'm way hotter on my Tinder than in person.
Why? You should set the bar not low, but like a little more level. So then
they won't match me. It's a catch-22.
If they match you, then it's real. They match with me. I don't look as cute and hot.
I think a guy would be more upset if he was deceived.
I only use pictures that are up to a year old. Well, when I was on it, up to a year old, because I did not want to walk up and see that look of, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be like, if you swiped right on this, this is what you get. And, you know, it was the best version of me, but it still looked like me.
Yeah.
Elena, one of your profile pictures, I don't know which one it is. I think it's the one that comes up when I email you. It looks like you have a fan blowing on you. So unless you're going to go somewhere to a restaurant.
I have no idea what picture you're talking
about.
Unless
you're going to show up with a fan blowing on you, that's not a very good
reference. I can actually make that happen. So
unless you have a dude that's following you around with a fan.
All right,
I'll show you a picture.
So put up at least 5 or 6 pictures. At least one full body shot. Make sure they look like you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Candid.
No false advertising. And
no group shot.
Swipe Buster is the app if you
want
to use it.
Yes.
But what about the guys that were just going on there to match with a presidential candidate like you talked about last week on Tinder?
No excuses.
No excuses. Swipe Buster and more than one picture, ladies. All body shots, too.
Not all body shots.
Some body
shots.
Full body. And no friend pictures.
Visual. Get over it. But that's what social apps, dating apps are. They're all visual.
And that goes for you guys, too, not just the ladies.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
It goes
and I'm
going to
tell you
sexes.
The truth. We really, a lot of guys that look decent, then you have that stupid shirtless selfie in the bathroom mirror.
You don't want to see that.
That's a left. That's the swipe
that's
left for a lot of women.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, JC.
For a lot of women, not every woman.
What?
Sorry, JC.
I don't have those.
What about my pug with boobs?
It's one thing to be on a beach.
On there.
It's one thing to be on a beach
app.
And be a casual shot, but if you're standing in your bathroom shirtless taking a picture, no.
Don't do that.
That's a left. Yeah. That's a left.
Hey, we live and learn. We live and learn. All right, let's play Beat the Bank round two. We're looking for caller number 19 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's lock you inside the bank vault and get you some money next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tufted stool or something.
That's not like a pillow or something?
Like an ottoman.
Hey, Google Hands over there. What's a tuffet?
Or maybe like a beanbag chair.
What's the what? A tuffin?
A tuffet.
A tuffet, yeah. Right.
A chair?
I thought a tuffet was like a patch of grass, but I'll look it up anyway.
I thought it was like a beanbag chair. Or a little ottoman. A little fluffy ottoman.
A tuft or clump of something. Grass tuffets. It is. So it's a clump of grass or it could be a footstool.
Footstool.
That's
one
of those words that's in a nursery rhyme that you never use. Like, you never use tuffet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little patch of grass.
I gotta go cut the tuffet right quick.
We may have probably the best name to play Beat the Bank here.
Oh, really?
With.
King Combs?
Nope, King Combs did not get through this time, Kelly. I'm so sorry.
All right.
But it rhymes with tuffet. Say hello to Haley Prophet.
Haley Prophet?
Prophet.
Prophet. Profit Profit's is the coolest cool last name you can have if you're playing
well, the
Beat
money
the Bank.
Kind, yeah.
What's going on, Haley?
Not much. Just headed to work.
All right.
So did you marry into the last name Profit? Or
I did.
So you profited that name.
Has it been profitable?
And then on top of that, where do you work, Haley?
At a bank.
Of course you do.
Haley works at a bank. And her last name is Profit.
JC is very amused.
I am very amused. Now, Haley, you do not know our banker, do you?
I do not.
Okay, because you're not allowed to play if you know our banker, because that's cheating. All right.
y'all are vibing.
Wow.
Haley and I are vibing.
The chemistry.
Y'all are vibing, though.
I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, baby girl.
Are you on your way to work right now?
I am.
Okay, because the bank opens, like, soon. Or did it open already?
Our bank opens at 9.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. So now.
Love almost. Those banker's hours.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Al, can you tell Haley how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Well, we are going to put you, Haley, in a bank vault, much like the one that you have at your bank. But our banker is going to audibly shout out dollar amounts to you. When you hear one that you kind of like, feels good, fits you well, you go ahead and just say stop before that bank vault door closes. Because what happens when that bank vault door closes, Haley?
I get nothing.
You get nothing.
Yeah. Even if he says 1,000, Haley, remember that.
And we want you to profit.
Ha-ha. Well played, Al. All right, Haley, you know the rules. You work at a bank. You want some more money. Let's get ready. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$200.
Oh, boy.
$260. $280. $380. $460. $610.
Haley.
Oh, man, that's disappointing.
Haley.
That's okay.
Oh,
it's not. Sad. I wanted to make my money.
You know what? When you get to work, you go in your own bank vault and you just get whatever you want, okay?
Tell your manager we said it's okay.
I feel so bad for you. Just go in there and get at least $500.
Well, at least just walk in and roll around in it for a minute and put it all back.
Now, do you have access to the vault at your bank, Haley? Yeah, you should do that.
Go on in there.
I don't want to lose my job, though.
It's all right. Nobody will know.
Go on there, Snapchat something. You know, just whatever.
You'll be all right. Yeah. Haley, thank you so much for calling and playing Beat the Bank, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hey, you can still call tomorrow. You didn't win, so you still got a chance. We'll play again tomorrow, same time.
Yep.
6:50, 7:50 Central. And hopefully we get a winner, like we did earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was a little off because part-time Justin earlier asked me, who is that on your shirt, to me. Al, do you know who this is on my shirt?
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, I know that. It's not Miley Cyrus. That's
no.
Let me see.
No, let Al guess.
You know Jenna.
Everybody knows.
I know
who that.
Everybody
is.
Knows.
Well, Al didn't watch this TV show.
I know that face. That's not Alyssa Milano.
Look at me.
Her name
is
Kelly.
Yes, uh-huh. Kelly was.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you the last. I knew face, though.
I was so thrown off. He's like, I don't know who that is.
I knew the face. And I watched Saved by the Bell.
What
like
a shame. Kelly
Young. He's 21.
Everybody knows who Kelly Kapowski
is. Obviously not. It's generational.
Kelly Kapowski. Elena knew who Kelly Kapowski is. She's the same age as
Justin. She's a few years older.
A couple.
Justin's kind of sheltered. He's kind of sheltered.
Yeah, he is. He was watching different things.
Yeah.
He's having a good time.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, you have a shot to possibly hang out with this next guest of ours.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you send us your no makeup, just woke up picture of you looking your absolute worst.
you look like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, we want to send you on a trip to attend an exclusive Fear the Walking Dead party on location. And
location.
If you're on location, you know my man Cliff Curtis is going to be there. Right, Cliff?
How you doing, everybody?
What's up, my man?
Hey, Cliff.
I'm great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for joining us. Now, you got a hit show with Fear the Walking Dead, and now you got yourself a hit movie on your hands with Dark Horse.
The critics are loving it.
Dark Horse. Yeah, it's gone crazy out there.
Man.
It's crazy because this movie actually was screened a couple years ago, so you've been sitting on it for a minute, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like the stars have to align sometimes for these things to happen, and it's suddenly all coming together. I think they timed it around the release of Fear the Walking Dead, so sort of tie the publicity together. One thing helps the other. My other movie, Risen, where I played Jesus, that came out this Easter as well. So
mm-hmm.
It's sort of like trying to get some momentum going here.
Wait, right. So you played Jesus, and you've also played Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar, Smiley in Training Day. Yeah, I've been around a little.
Yeah, man, you get to play a lot of different roles and ethnicities in your films, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I never thought I'd get to play Jesus, though. That was fresh.
Is that too much pressure, though?
You know, I spent a lot of time playing bad guys a few years ago, and now I'm getting a lot of good guy roles, so that's nice. Like,
what do you like? Get any better than Jesus?
Can't get any gooder than that, dude.
I would think.
Yeah, but my character name in The Dark Horse is Genesis. So I go from Jesus to Genesis, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe somebody's trying to tell you something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tell us about Dark Horse, because it's based on a true story, right?
It's based on a true story from home in New Zealand, and it's a really inspiring, uplifting story, very heartwarming story about a guy who ended up homeless. We had mental issues. He was on meds and everything like that. But he managed to turn his life around, and he helped others. By helping others, he helped these kids to turn their lives around. He sort of taught chess. He was a speed chess champion. It's an amazing story because he come from like a gang background.
Yeah.
And it's got a really, really edgy side to the movie, which makes it feel very authentic and very real. But at the same time, it's very heartwarming and uplifting. It's an inspiring story filled with hope. It's a great movie. I'm very, very proud of it.
So your character, Jen, is basically like the thug that plays chess.
Well, no, his brother is the thug. He's just like this massive, gentle, giant guy who you wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah.
But he'd never hurt a fly. You know, he's one of those gentle, giant kind of guys. A very, very loving guy. It's a true story, but his brother was the thug. It was the gangster, yeah.
Did you get to demonstrate any of your breakdancing skills in this movie?
Oh, good question.
No, I had put on 60 pounds. I was like, I was very round. I sort of like put on a lot of weight. I kind of became like Buddha.
So if you got on the ground, you just kind of have to lie there.
Yeah, right?
Well, 97% on the Rotten Tomato meter, which is important.
Yeah.
You know, the critics are loving it, and it's out in select theaters.
Yeah, when is it going to open up nationwide? Do you guys have a date set yet, or are you still working that out?
Well, We're still working it out. Like, we started in New York and L.A., and then it's coming into other centers as we kind of do a slow build so we can get some momentum going, yeah.
Dang. How do you... Get
those audience reviews out there, and those critical reviews, which are really phenomenal. We've won a lot of awards already.
Yeah.
And that'll help bring awareness to our film so that people can get a chance to see it. I hope you get to see it.
Oh, definitely. We'll definitely check it out.
That's good.
How did you gain the 60 pounds? Was it pretty easy for you, or was it one of those hard things? Because girls always talk about how it's so hard for guys to gain weight, and we lose it so easy. Was it hard?
It's not hard for me to put on weight, but to put on that much weight, I had to eat a lot. My daughter gave me a weight gain regime. She's a sumo wrestler, eat as much as they can to go to sleep. So that was my strategy.
Oh.
And then I couldn't eat that much food. It started to make me feel nauseous and sick, so I started drinking beer. I drank a lot of beer and played a lot of chess.
That's how I do it.
It was a lot more fun.
Yeah, but yeah.
You're like, this role rules.
So now when you're up weight, Al, you just tell people you're preparing for your movie.
My movie role, yeah.
But then I had to go and be Jesus, so I had to lose it all so I could get up on the cross.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can't drink any more beer.
That was not fun.
Nobody
wants to
stop drinking that beer and doing a lot of burpees.
burpees are the worst. I know. And then on Fear of the Walking Dead, you get to be, I'm assuming, your normal physical self, right?
Yeah, pretty average guy. Travis, he's a pretty, like, you know, he's a pretty normal guy. English teacher, you know, good guy.
Yeah.
You know.
And how was this season of filming? Because I read that you guys actually went down to on location in Mexico, but it's set on the water, so you're on a boat. And that's where some other movies have been filmed as well, right?
Yeah, well, then James Cameron built the tank for Titanic down there. So they're all still down there. It's like this massive infinity pool. We're going to have the party. Yeah. Like a 2-acre infinity pool. Right next to the ocean, so we can shoot all of these cool sequences on the boats and Zodiac.
Yeah,
things.
No shark danger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys were down by Rosarito, right? Is that where you were?
That's right. We are at Rosarito. You been down there?
Yeah. It's south of San Diego.
What are you doing down in Rosarito?
Well, I grew up in San Diego, and we used to go down there when we were 18 just to get drunk.
JC.
That's a legal young man.
It's legal in Mexico.
It is in Mexico.
And watch those shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and Cliff, you could get a lobster for so cheap down there. Have you gotten some?
No, they have got great food down there, and they've got this place called Ensenada Valley and Guadalupe Valley, and it's got these beautiful vineyards and all these amazing restaurants. So there's some really great culture to be explored down there.
Great. I want to go to a vineyard. Yeah. The way you say that.
Yeah, you could go glamping.
Yeah. Glamping? Do you go glamping?
Man, I like it.
Yeah, man, with my family. Wildlife loves it.
Okay, what's glamping?
It's glamorous camping.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Oh, my
camping
bad.
Camping with luxuries.
Yeah, camping with running water and electricity.
Yeah, that's my kind.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So awesome. I'm glad you're having fun down there. This is Cliff Curtis. He's got The Dark Horse out in select theaters right now in L.A. and New York. Hopefully opening soon so you can go watch it at your local theater. And make sure you check him out in Fear the Walking Dead returns April 10th. And they're going to be on a boat. So that's
going
to be on a boat.
Thank you, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff, good talking, man.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too,
brother.
Take care.
Hey, instead of the road trip, how about we do the Craddock family glamp out?
No.
Oh, glamp out?
Yeah,
I'd rather do that.
Totally. You can bring the dog. Can we do the glamping down there?
Yeah.
In Mexico?
In Rosarito?
We have to camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's glamping.
If we're glamping, I'm in.
Yeah. Remember when I told you I partied with Candyman, the rapper guy?
Yeah.
It was down there.
Okay, that wasn't a selling point.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.